Happy Sunday and welcome to another amazing edition of Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, award-winning, Gabby award-winning Sunday Conversations with the Rileys, establishing effective communication through spiritual growth. My name is Gerald Riley, and unfortunately, my girlfriend, my queen, you know her name, Katasha Riley, she cannot be with us today because she is at the Overflow Salon and Barbershop holding it down for Team Riley, Love Out Loud Team Riley. So I'm here alone, unfortunately, but hey, next week, my queen will be with me. Hey, listen, check it out. We're broadcasting all the way from Columbus, Georgia to Eufaula, Alabama, and surrounding areas where the Gators are at. And today's Sunday Conversations with the Riley is entitled 706 Citizen Check-In. I'm going to say that again. Today's Sunday Conversation is entitled 706 Citizen Check-In. So I'm in the studio with none other than Mrs.
Denise Cambridge
of
Columbus, Georgia. Well, of New Orleans, Louisiana. And now I'm in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay, that boudin, y'all. We here talking about that boudin. Okay. Say your name again.
Denise Cambridge.
All right, Miss Cambridge. Let's talk about it. So, Miss Cambridge, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. Weather is nice outside. I'm enjoying it.
The pollen is falling?
The pollen, too. We didn't have to bring that part up. But
I
hey.
Know, right? All right. Well, you have an amazing organization called?
So, it's the 706 Citizen.
Outstanding. So, let's get into it. What is the 706 Citizen? What is that?
So the 706 Citizen is the everyday citizen, a citizen that's involved in the community, a citizen that's participating in a community, a citizen that's civically aware and mobilized, activated, and engaged in the community of Columbus, and a citizen that cares about Columbus.
Outstanding, outstanding. So that is, so a 706 Citizen is everyone in Columbus, regardless of their religion, race, creed, color. I mean, everyone here is a 706 citizen.
Absolutely. The 706 citizen is everybody right here in Columbus, Georgia.
Outstanding. So what is the main purpose or the mission of the mission statement of the 706 citizen?
So for the 706 citizen, we want to bring information to the community about what's happening at the city council meetings, what may be happening at the school board meetings, as well as what's happening around any type of voting or election. So that's our main purpose and our main goal is to bring that information to the community to increase civic engagement and citizen participation in the decision making process.
Outstanding. How did you come about with the 706 Citizen? Was it something that God gave you? Was it something that, how did you come about with that?
So the 706 Citizen was born from two hashtags. The first hashtag is MCSD Parent Recap. So MCSD standing for Muskogee County School District. MCSD Parent Recap, no affiliation with the school district, just as a parent attending school board meetings and staying aware of what's happening at those meetings and bringing that information back to my friends and followers who were on Facebook that knew and could trust that I would bring that information back to them. And then a special interest sparked to pay more attention to what was happening at the city government level of city council. So the second hashtag was the hashtag CCG Citizen Recap. And so the marriage of those two birthed the 706 Citizen, because I wanted to cover the advocacy and the engagement of both entities, not keeping them separate, but because the school district and the city council do operate separately, but we are citizens that should be informed of both, so that the combination of bringing them together brought us the 706 Citizen.
Hey, listen, just in case you're joining us for Sunday Conversation with the Rileys, I'm in the studio with Mrs.
Denise Cambridge
of 706 Citizen. So, Miss Denise, you brought up a good point, but does civic engagement make us better as a society? Because what I love about your book is not necessarily telling the 706 Citizen who to vote for or what to vote for. Your book basically just lays out all the candidates to vote for, so you could be better informed to vote. And so that is, that's civic engagement.
Absolutely.
And so I'm asking you a personal question. Does that make our society better?
Civic engagement absolutely makes our society better, because again, we as citizens have the means, and we have a way to influence the decision-making process. We actually get the opportunity to decide what leadership looks like in our city, what leadership looks like in our state, and what leadership looks like at our federal level. Yes, some of those levels are a little bit further out or away from us, but especially here at the 706 Citizen, our emphasis on local elections. So that's why in this book, you'll see a lot of the local candidates, and you'll see their profiles listed, because we want to drive home that message of local elections matter. Your civic engagement drives what local elections look like.
Oh, outstanding. I love that. So I'm sitting here, I have this 706 Citizen Handbook. So what is this book?
So the book, again, it breaks down who the candidates are, who is on the ballot, and who is running for what. We hear a lot of conversation in our community about this person is running for mayor, this person is running for city council, this person is for school board. For some of us that have been actively involved and engaged in the community, we know who some of these persons are and what they stand for and what positions they take on different issues. But for some of us that are lead more busy lives and may not have necessarily have the time to sit down all the time, this book introduces you to the candidates for mayor, city council, as well as for school board. What the book also does, it introduces you to those persons who are currently elected and who currently represent you in those elected capacities. So you will see that the book breaks down the local level of representation, again, the current mayor, city council, and school board. You'll see that our state house representatives are listed in the book. You'll see that our state senators are currently listed. And then you'll see that representation, again, repeated for the federal level. So those, our federal congressmen and our federal senators, our United States senators, are listed as well.
I love it. I love it. Now, this book is very important. So how can we get this book? Can we get it online? Can we get an actual paper copy to put in our hands? So what are some of the ways that the average citizen can get this book to be better informed?
So first of all, for all of my social media users out there, the 706 Citizen is on Facebook, and the link is shared there. It is also shared on my personal page, Denise Cambridge, but I would love if you would go to the 706 Citizen on Facebook, find it there. The link is listed to the book online. It's currently listed as a digital flip book. There are limited copies that are available, and we are accepting requests right now. There's a link available for that as well, if you would like to request a printed copy. Now, today is Sunday. There are two candidate forums this week on Tuesday and Thursday. So if you attend either one of those forums, you never know, you might end up with a book in your hand.
Okay. Now, what does a well-informed citizen look like, Denise?
A well-informed citizen looks like someone that shows up, whether that's physically in person to those meetings, and I understand that sometimes those meetings can be at inconvenient times, but someone that's kind of in the know and at least aware of what's going on in our city and has an idea. And even if they don't know and aren't aware, they're at least asking questions to inform themselves. So I think that that's what a well-informed citizen kind of looks like.
I mean, I love it. I love it. Now, is there any new information in 2026 concerning our voting?
So there are some things. One thing that I have recently heard is that with the absentee ballots and mail-in, that there has been some changes with the postal, how things are being postmarked. So I actually learned that at one of the candidate forums this year about how your mail-in ballots may be postmarked, whereas you used to drop it off at the post office and it was postmarked for that very same day, but now it may be 2 to 3 days before your actual ballot is postmarked. So there is some encouragement to citizens who do use that method for voting to just monitor that and be sure of that, so that you are meeting those deadlines where necessary.
I love it. I love it. Now, is there anything in particular that you would like to drive home as far as our listening audience about the 706 Citizen?
So the 706 Citizen, again, is here to inform everybody, our youngest voters, our new voters, our first term, our first time voters, as well as our super voters, just to have this information accessible in a way. I think we see where candidates are at forums or they're in the community knocking on doors, and then you end up with a literature from all of these different people in all of these different places. The 706 Citizen Handbook wanted to bring all of that information for you together in one place, one convenient place where you will always have it. You would even notice that if you are taking this book with you to a candidate forum, there are some note pages in the back where you can make notes yourself to say, this is what I want to keep in mind as I'm making my decision about who I would like to see represent me. You can make this, make notes about what issues may concern you. If a candidate spoke on a particular issue that concerns you and they've addressed that, you can make those notes in the handbook as well. So what we really want to drive home, engaging in the process, how simple, how quick, and how easy it is to be involved in a process. Some people love going to the 10-hour city council meetings, me being one of them, but some people are just like, what can I do right here, right now, so that I can make a difference in my community? And voting is one of those ways. Participating in the process, being civically engaged, is one of those ways to be involved in your community.
Were you always like this, or has the recent political climate changed you and kind of grew you this way?
So I've been in and out of this situation. I will say I've always been a person that says, go vote. You can go back, you get those Facebook memories that say, oh, you were saying around this time, go vote. So I was always a person that says, go vote, go vote, go vote. But in 2022, I had the opportunity to work on a statewide campaign for a state school superintendent, which gave me a behind the scenes peek. I was able to peek behind the curtains to see how a campaign kind of actually works. And coming out of that, the candidate that I was working with was in a four-way race for the primary, came out of that victorious, and then went on to the general. But after coming out of that, I started getting a lot of questions like, what was that experience like? Or what does it take to do this? Or so getting to see the process from beginning to end, declaring, qualifying, and then being boots on the ground with a campaign kind of sparked the fire in me, I'll say. And then just receiving questions as I have been participating in government and reporting back. Even at the city council meetings, I take pictures and post them to my Facebook page. So it's not quite like Twitter or X where you have that live, but there is feedback that I'm providing from those meetings directly. And so people see me as a source of information from that. And so I was like, it's a part of my passion. It keeps me fired up.
I love it. Now, you mentioned a word. I never heard of this word before, called a super voter.
A super voter.
What is a, do they wear capes?
They don't wear capes. Maybe we should give them a cape. Okay, maybe that would encourage other folks to become super voters.
All right, super voter. Okay, let's talk about it.
So a super voter is someone that you know based on their voting profile. So there's mechanisms and systems that tell you a voter's profile. So just like we have candidate profiles, we have voter profiles of persons that have participated in every election. If we're voting for the color of the grass today, that you know that they're going to go and go vote for that. They make sure that they participate in that process. So they receive a designation of being a super voter, because every time the doors of the voting polls are open, they're there to cast their vote.
So our prayer really is that everyone becomes a super voter.
And that is, when you ask about the 706 Citizen, that is what we want. We want to see voter turnout increased in Muskogee County. We are a population of about 206,000 plus. We have about 115,000. We could check with Board of Elections on that. Registered voters in the community. We have persons that are still making sure that citizens are becoming registered to vote. But we want to see that voter turnout increased in our community.
I love it. Now, I'm looking at this 706 Citizen Civic Engagement Handbook. That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. Okay. We're working on that.
Well, no, it's great. It's a beautiful book. It's a thick book, and it has all the necessary information in it for you to make a very informed vote.
Yes, sir.
And so my question to you is this book wasn't given to you free, so you had to print this book, correct?
We did have to print the book.
You had to publish this book, print it, and all that other stuff. So are you a nonprofit? Are you a 501c3?
So we are working on making that a legal entity. My whole thought process about doing the 706 Citizen was to just produce this book, and I thought I was going to go hide back under a rock somewhere, but obviously not. The community has responded and said, this is something that our community needs. This is something that we want. So we are working to make that a certified official capacity so that we can continue this work in this way.
I look, it's almost like instructions on how to like make a desk or a couch or something like that.
Yes, an instruction manual, how to go and vote. Even when you first open the book, the very first page, when you first open the book here, you'll see a page that says, know who represents you. And it gives you instructions to go to the My Voter page on the Secretary of State website so that you can fill in your own information based on your voter precinct card. So it's an interactive book. It's an informational book, an informational tool. And we tried to condense it and consolidate it into a easy to read, easy to access. Anyone can understand it and can use it.
My next question is, why does your vote matter?
Your vote matters, again, because... But,
I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm asking this question because I work in a barbershop.
Okay.
Shout out to Overflow Salon and Barbershop. Okay. Team Riley, Riley and Tasha, hurrah. And a lot of these young people feel like, hey, you know what? My vote doesn't matter.
Correct.
Because of this current political climate. So tell us why our vote matters.
So your vote matters. One single vote can be a distinguishment between one person, the candidate who you may prefer, versus a candidate who does not necessarily agree with your views or viewpoints. One single vote. And if you decide to stay at home that day and that one single vote is not cast, then what do we get? So your vote actually matters. You have to use your vote. It's your voice. It's a way to participate in the process. You have to know that.
I say this in a barbershop. If you don't vote, don't complain.
He said it, I did.
Amen. If you don't vote, don't complain. And 706 Citizen is a great opportunity for you to be informed on who to vote on. We're not telling you who to vote on. We're just telling you to vote. And we have this in the 706 Citizen Engagement Handbook, and it outlines all of the available candidates for every race. Every race in the city of Columbus, Georgia.
Correct.
Correct?
Correct.
Okay, now my next question. I was leading that, then I had to backtrack, rewind it. I talked about, so you're heading to being a nonprofit, 501c3. Yes. So can people volunteer and help you with this?
So there are ways to help, and we are figuring out a formalized...
And give.
We are asking people... we are figuring out a way to formalize that process at this time so that those means and methods are... So if there's anyone that wants to support, if there's organizations that are out there that want to have the 706 Citizen Civic Engagement Handbook and want to be able to pass that out to their constituents or the persons that are with them, we are working on those ways. Please find me. You can find all of my contact information on the 706 Citizen Facebook page.
Okay, can we say that on air?
We can say that.
Okay, what is it?
So my email address is DM Cambridge, DM as in Mary, Cambridge, CAMBRIDGE at live, LIV as in victory, .com, DMCambridge@live.com.
Outstanding. Now, will there be rides available to the polls this year?
So that is something that I am seeking to find out more information about. I do know that there are certain organizations that have organized and mobilized in that way before. So the 706 Citizen does not have anything as far as rides to the polls at this time. But once that information is available, we will share it with the community.
So that might be something that we can look into in the near future?
Possibly. Maybe. Let's add it to the list.
Yeah. I think it'll do great. Now, does 706 inform the voters of the forums that's being held in the city?
So it does not inform them of the forums listed in the actual handbook, but I started out with this process with a Google Drive, a Google Doc form that listed all of the forums that are currently happening, and that form has been updated as the forums have kind of taken place and so forth. So again, a lot of that information housed on the 706 Citizen Facebook page. There's a Linktree link that is also there that houses a wealth of information about being civically engaged, whether at the city council level, whether at the school board level, whether you're looking for voter or election resources, or if you're looking for community resources at large, there's resources that are listed there as well.
Okay, let's do a shameless commercial plug about why we should get the 706 Citizen Civic Engagement Handbook. So we're going to do an impromptu commercial. So talk to us as to why they should get this book or download this book.
You should get this book because I put in hours and hours. No, I'm kidding. So you should get this book. Again, we wanted to make this information readily available to the citizens of Columbus. This book was made with love. It was created with love, thinking about the average citizen, thinking about the citizens of Columbus, and how could they have this information all in one place? How can I look at it? How can I make, when I get a book, I like to write in it. So I wanted them to be able to have something where you can kind of write in it. You can take notes. You can put faces with names. You can see what a person stands for. You can make your own notations of what you stand for. And just to get you thinking, get your mind going. That is why you want to have this book. It's the hottest thing out there. I know it.
It is the hottest. And how can they reach you?
So again, you can reach me, dmcambridge@live.com. Again, I'm on Facebook, Denise Cambridge. I'm there all the time. I'm sure people are tired of seeing me there, but 706 Citizen on Facebook as well.
Outstanding. So what are some interesting things about the 706 handbook that we haven't discussed?
I think some other things to know is not only who's currently on the ballot, again, reiterating that those persons that are currently elected are listed in there. The city's organizational chart is listed in there. You can also find the city council meeting schedule there. So I'm not only telling you to go to the meetings, I'm telling you when those meetings are. The same thing for the school board. The school board, you'll find their organizational chart as well as those school board meeting schedules. So find ways to become more and more engaged.
Outstanding. Now, in closing, is there anything that you want to say in closing? Because you have done an amazing job. You have put out a lot of great information for the citizens of Columbus, Georgia. So how are we going to close? What kind of information are we going to close with?
So I would love to say, again, thank you to the citizens that have already seen the handbook and those that are already sharing and those that are sharing with their neighbors, sharing with their friends, sharing with their family members, coworkers, with your church members. Please continue to share this information. Share. I think having access to information is one of the biggest things to me, and it increases our own knowledge. It increases our power. And as citizens of the community of Columbus, Georgia, let's get engaged.
Outstanding. I love it. Hey, this has been Gerald Riley of Sunday Conversation with the Rileys. Peace.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.